listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
No.
There's an old Todd and Tyler app out there from the 1930s, I believe, that's not available anymore.
But it still functions.
No, it
not anymore.
Well, it did up until they made some changes here a little while ago.
Like this week.
Yeah.
So, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Alexa, TNTRadioEmpire.com. All that has a streaming, and also you can download a podcast on TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And pass that along to people who haven't figured that out yet. Yeah. I've been answering some emails.
I know, exactly.
Trying to get the word out there.
Trying to clear it up.
Can.
Thank you for listening everywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, actually, to the program.
Yeah, they actually turned those apps off a long time ago, and I'm surprised they functioned for as long as they
that
did.
That app was two companies ago.
Yep.
How's your foot? Awake?
I think I'm going to be okay.
I saw you get up and walk. You weren't dragging your foot.
I was walking.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to be fine.
All right.
I really appreciate...
Push gave you that good foot job during the break.
Well, yeah.
That's a different thing.
That had nothing to do with his feet.
Oh, that was a length
thing.
It's
got everything to do with Puss's feet.
That's right.
That's a testament to the talent of Puss's
You're
feet.
You're confusing terms there.
I did say foot job, didn't I?
You did.
Not even realize what I meant.
You meant rub.
I did. Foot job.
We are celebrating National Cheese Curd Day.
Where's my cheese curds?
Who doesn't love a good cheese curd?
They're pretty damn good.
Can you make a curd out of any type of cheese? Or does it have to be a particular type of cheese?
I think it's, I don't know, good point. I think they're usually made out of the same sort of white cheese, isn't
it? Yeah, most of the ones I've seen are, white cheese.
They're white cheese, yeah.
I've seen some yellows.
Where's my cheese curd?
Yeah. I do love cheese curds. No question. Apparently, Taco Bell recalling an estimated 2.3 million pounds of seasoned beef from their restaurants.
It makes my taco pop.
They're not saying exactly where. There may be some metal shavings in your meat.
That's why you've got an immune system.
Why aren't they saying where? Aren't they
might
kind
cut
of
your button away out.
Obligated to do that?
At least 21 states across parts of the eastern Midwest, northern Southeast, and Northeast have been affected.
That's a lot of states.
21 of them.
Yep. That's the count I got.
Yep. I'm told the Omaha Tap House, who brings us food once a week, has fine cheese curds.
Oh,
they do. They brought
we've had
before.
Them.
Yeah, we've had them. We've had them.
Oh, yeah.
We have.
Yeah, they're orgasmic.
They're sizable, too.
Yep.
This is
we need cheese curd and chips today.
Yep. Cheese curd size queen.
But you generally don't see them that big.
It's a niche group, the cheese curd size queens.
Oh, they're out there.
They are out there, and Puss is a president.
Cheese curds are breakfast when you're at a game in Green Bay.
They're also breakfast here.
Yeah, that's
when
true.
When the Tap House brings them
true.
In.
Yeah, it becomes brunch at that point. We're a mighty early.
Cheese curd and Bloody Mary?
And a brat.
That sounds good.
So, I saw an article about Phil Mickelson. And he has a chance of getting out of the top 50 golfers this week.
He's been sucking lately.
He's old, and motivation kind of goes down when you're a zillionaire.
He has been in the top 50
longer than Tiger, obviously,
since December of 1993.
Isn't that amazing? Because obviously Tiger went out years ago of the top 50, so that's gotta be a record, right?
No, Tiger's in the top 10 right now.
He
did leave the top 50 for a while.
For a long time.
And then
he
came back.
He sucked for a long time, yeah. So Phil had to have the record, right? He's got to have the record. Since they've been ranking golfers like that many, who knows how they've been ranking them things. But obviously since 93 at least.
Yeah. 1,351 weeks.
He's like Pink Floyd.
Currently ranked 47th.
He couldn't have been much out of college.
No, he wasn't.
In 93.
Yeah.
To put this in perspective,
Where'd he go to school?
Stanford.
Arizona State.
Oh, that's right. Tiger went to Stanford.
Right.
He's 49 now.
I think the favorite, I think my favorite little known fact, not really little known, is that he was on the same high school golf team as Scott Peterson, the murderer.
Well, he grew up in San Diego.
Yeah, they were both in the same high school golf team.
So according to this, this streak is 1,351 weeks, and that is the longest of all time.
Who's two?
The next longest was Ernie Els at 965 weeks.
Not going to be beat.
Yeah, so he's beat it by years. And the only other one, the closest active is Rory McIlroy at 596 weeks. So, yeah, that's he's ahead by a bunch.
So they put this in perspective for us at this article that I saw. Some of the things that had or hadn't happened by the time he got into the top 50, things that have, you know, that have or that had or hadn't happened
in the world
by that time. Yeah. When Phil Mickelson got into the top 50.
No telephones.
Friends had not aired yet. Bill Clinton had not been accused of sexual harassment yet. O.J. Simpson had not been arrested.
Oh, yeah, O.J. was still a hero.
Tiger had not started in his first major yet.
No, he was still a kid.
And Mickelson still had less than $1 million in career earnings as well. So, I mean, that is an amazing streak, and it's been a long time. And
I would think the motivation to be the top of your game is, first of all, it's amazing what he did. He's in his late 40s now. But, you know, he's done it all.
That many years.
Right.
To be done at that high of your game.
And you can just say, I got my money.
But I think you want to continue to be good. That's human nature.
Yeah, true. But a lot of guys... they talk about a lot of guys at the golf tour that they just are happy to be in the top money just to make a living.
Yeah.
They don't care about winning. Yeah. And he obviously cares about winning.
Well, he'll go on, kick some ass on the Champions Tour, or at least make some money.
Certainly in the first few years, many of them do.
Right.
In the first few years.
I'm waiting until I turn 50 to join the Champions Tour.
Oh, well, are they going to make an exception for you?
I golfed once this year, so I'm going to pick it up next year.
When do they let you in at 50 or 55?
I'm
going to
golf twice. 50.
50, I think.
Oh, it's Champions 50, Tour. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to golf twice next year to get ready for it.
Oh, the second time really helps?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about all the work you have to put in to be a good golfer.
A veteran who lost the lower half of his body in an explosion.
I'm a better ball golfer than I am a frisbee golfer, that's for damn sure.
Low bar.
Thank you. Huge low bar. But I'm much better ball golfer than a frisbee golfer.
But you've played ball golf more often
since I've been 14.
If you put
13,
the same number of hours into disc golf.
I would still suck at it.
As you would the ball golf. Yeah. You'd probably be better.
No. You would be better than you are.
But to be
I lose interest in the backswing real quickly in frisbee golf.
He's played both the same number of times this
season.
That's
right. That's right.
A veteran who
both
lost...
times with weed.
No,
it's a common denominator. Do 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 do.
You need to look at who you're playing with.
There's always weed around.
You know, that seems to be the case with me too. Golf.
I golfed twice, and there's pot everywhere. Our tournament and Craig's tournament. That's true. I didn't get out at all, except for those two times, and both involved weed. What's the denominator there? I think it's just the game, actually.
I think it's
not the actual tournaments.
The people you're hanging around.
The Todd and Tyler tournament and the Craig Evans tournament are the only times I golfed this year, and both featured weed.
It's the crowd you run with.
I can't think of the correlation.
I can't think of a connection.
I know, we'll figure it out later.
Somebody might be able to come up with
that. Yeah, I don't know what the connection is either.
But we won't believe them.
Two different sports.
Completely.
My observations have just been too obvious.
Yep.
Yeah, that can't be it.
You're right.
Yeah, that cannot be it.
No. What are the odds? The Todd and Tyler golf tournament and the Craig Evans golf tournament both featured weed.
High. With the same people in each.
Very high.
Same people in each group. But that has nothing to do with anything.
That's right.
The odds are just like the participants.
Ooh, nice
you'd
one,
be
Craig.
A fool to think so.
Nice one.
Thank you. A veteran who lost the lower half of his body in an explosion.
You mean just his legs or like his body?
The lower half of his body is all I can give you.
He's got a head and a torso.
Any balls?
Has gotten one of the world's first penis transplants.
Go. Okay. There you go.
That answers our question.
I perked up puss, by the way. He put his phone down and flipped me off.
I'm not sure what bus I just got thrown under, but I'm pretty sure I got thrown under a bus.
Oh, you know it's the penis bus.
Ah, I should recognize the underside of that bus.
Did they show some balls on for him, too?
Yeah.
Good.
No.
Come on.
Scrotum, no balls.
Well, that stuck to the table.
Show some plastic eggs in there.
Yeah. You got a scrotum, you got to put something in there.
Yeah, you got to put that's gross.
You can't just have a sack.
Yeah.
Fill that sack up.
Please.
You have the technology.
So many clips.
What's it look like?
Until recently, the only treatment available for men in this situation would have been phalloplasty, a transplant of a makeshift member made of tissue, blood vessels, and nerves taken from a forearm or a thigh.
This is a dead guy's penis.
And then that requires an external pump. This penis transplant is more complex than other types of organ transplants.
Now you gotta grow it on a rat.
Grafting a donor penis.
Donor penis.
Involves many different kinds of tissue and requires stitching nerves and blood vessels smaller than 2 millimeters wide.
Can you request a black guy's penis?
They say
that stuck to the table.
Because we all would.
Yeah. Do you have any say in
that? Don't you often?
Do they bring out a big tray?
Skin is skin.
Right. Say, which one would you like, sir?
Well, the longest one.
They don't do that with livers.
Well, it's like it's a dessert tray?
Yeah. So it's whatever the order pops up?
I don't know. They say that
I want to put my name on the list for the long ones.
These threads are smaller than a human hair. Well, you have to go without one for a while.
Until long one shows up?
Until they, you know.
Depending how long I got to wait. I don't want a little one.
Some of these threads smaller than a human hair. It took 14 hours for the surgeons to complete.
Tedious.
Does it work?
Ray's procedure.
Does he have sexual pleasure, or he's just allowed to pee like a normal
they
dude?
They say it was the most complex penis transplant to date. The first for a military veteran. He was given a new scrotum, but not testicles.
Why?
Yeah, I don't get
The testicles, they are saying they didn't get from the donor.
Well, just put fake ones in
there. Yeah, because when guys...
Okay, but those aren't testicles, are they?
Or mix and match.
No, but so they're not testicles. Okay. That's not what they're talking about
here. They're aesthetic purposes.
You're moving on to a whole different... You're moving on from the story.
Yeah, whole other category.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You are moving on from the story.
Add some balls to be later, then.
Don't worry.
So they have to be a match set for it to work?
No. This is ethical reasons involving the donor's sperm.
Oh, that's right. Why don't you just tell us that? You're right about that. Because you'd be going about knocking people up when the donor's dead. Donate your penis, but not your balls, is what you're trying to say, right?
Donate what you want.
Well, it sounds like...
They'll only take so much.
The testicles aren't on the list. Even if you're an organ donor.
Because because you get sperm out of that and life can... Yeah, you can keep having kids while you're dead, right? I got it.
But I don't think that's really important to him.
Symmetry. First things first.
For symmetry would be important.
Well, symmetry would be fake nuts. They put in people that lost their nuts during the cancer, right?
Testicular cancer. Right. Yeah. They got prosthetic nuts.
Yeah, but some people just roll with the one.
They do.
And then Lance Armstrong, didn't he just roll with the one?
Yeah. No, I think he got a fake one.
John Kruk?
I think he got a fake one too. My buddy who had testicular cancer, he's got two fake ones.
I was reading, Tom Green tweeted something out yesterday that since he had testicular cancer, he still gets once a week, how's your ball? And he had a great tweet. He said, it's not funny because he almost died. And he said, you don't say, no. We kind of did with you, Craig, when you beat cancer.
Yeah, but perhaps this bit is a little lost here.
It is. Yeah. It is. But he's got strangers
Yeah.
Now, they wouldn't say, hey, how's your lung? You know, they wouldn't make it a joke about if he had lung cancer.
Right.
It's just about his ball, so he gets abused about it all the time, and he's just getting tired of it. He said, listen, I almost died. It was tough, and, you know, I don't want to hear how's your ball every week.
But he put it out there.
That was it.
He put it on TV. He made it a public...
he did, but that doesn't mean... He put his battle with cancer on TV, but that doesn't mean you make fun of his cancer.
No, I saw his nut on a table.
I know, but that's still his battle with cancer. He made his battle with cancer.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, people find testicular cancer funnier than lung cancer.
But he's just getting tired of it, you know?
I'm sure he is, but he probably shouldn't have put it out there in the first place.
Well,
you got to put it out there to get other guys to work on their testicles.
Right. I recognize that, but, you know...
I'm just saying, the tweet, I kind of agree with him a little bit, you know?
Yeah, and although it is 20 lost years later, it can still come back to haunt you. I've heard of
once
that.
Once a week.
And do you really need to encourage guys to touch their sack? I mean... aren't we all doing that pretty much constantly?
Well, you know, not necessarily.
Lumps,
yeah, you're not necessarily checking
some
for lumps.
Some people are afraid to...
some people are touching it, but not necessarily with that in mind.
Or they're just afraid of what they're going to feel, so they're not touching it all the time.
Some of us are just scratching it, watching football.
Yeah.
Not paying any, never mind, testicular cancer.
Or wrist deep in front of everybody else in the room, Tyler.
That's my ass, by the way. It's both.
I've seen both.
This guy, this veteran, good for him. But, I mean, that's a weird situation, though. He's got somebody else's junk attached to him.
He said the surgery was a way for him to overcome that little subconscious voice or whatever it was that would always keep him feeling different from everyone else.
By the way, that's not the way to check for ass cancer. You're going about it entirely wrong.
In the 6 months since surgery, Ray said he has seen improvement over time and is just now getting sensation back.
There you go.
Into his transplanted penis.
That is nothing short of miraculous.
Does that count if you, I'm an organ donor. Does that mean your penis too?
I reckon.
Sure.
Assuming it's
now
not,
you don't care, do you?
No, you no. If it goes on to another life, good for it.
Put it to use.
Yep, it's worn down.
I was gonna say, assuming it's not been abused too much.
Oh, it's been abused. It's been beat up. But you can have it if you want it, Craig.
That's what you keep saying.
Only if I'm gone.
Yeah, you don't say that part.
No. I mean drunk.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I meant by gone.
The technology review reports that a total of 1,367 Americans in the military suffered major genital injury.
Yeah, the bombs blow up. They're stepping on mines. It's
in Iraq and
out
Afghanistan.
There,
that's just up until 2013.
Unbelievable, I know.
Experts say it's taking a major toll on veterans' mental health.
Of course,
he was
it
a big
is.
Commander in Fallujah, yeah. Major genital. War hero.
Yeah, I could see how losing your junk would bum you out.
Yes.
Take a toll on your mental health.
Yeah. Well, it would.
Yeah.
Might rob you of your identity a
Absolutely,
bit.
Absolutely, I can see that.
Take my foot, but leave the penis. All right.
If I had a dollar.
Yeah, help these guys out, man. Donate your junk and your heart and your eyes and all that stuff, too, by the way.
You know. And your junk.
Well, I think if you sign the donor card, that's everything, right? Skin, whatever.
Sounds like it.
All right.
I'm good with that.
Of course you are.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.